Jena Phil Glass, diese schillernde Eminenz der Minimal Music, stand im Rahmen einer Podiumsdiskussion mit Lieferchef Wolfgang Winkler, dem moderierenden Stardirigenten Dennis Russell Davis und eingeladen von Ernst Ludwig Leitner, dem Publikum Rede und Antwort.
Philip Glass hier in Salzburg. Philip Glass, a popstar. Are you really a popstar?
Of course not. But it's a funny thing, isn't it? But in this sense, I am. I said this before, but I'll say it again for you, the radio. I'm the kind of star that people may know my name, but they may not know the music, or they may know the music, but they may not know that I wrote it. In that way, so that it's a kind of fame that is connected to media, but not connected to the work. So it's a kind of a cheap stardom. It doesn't mean very much. It means that people recognize you, but sometimes someone will come to me on the street and said, "I know you're famous, but who are you?" that kind of silly thing. I think they use that here to attract some interest, and we make a thing, you know, as cultures in Europe and in North America, we're so enamored by stars. So the idea, could someone involved with an art music, could he be a star? Could be. Was John Cage a star? In a way, he was. You know, he was very much. For me, he was. But for many people, they may not have known who he was. He changed a lot about music, and maybe in a funny way, I've become better known than him, which I find embarrassing. Because after all, he really changed, he made fundamental changes in the way we thought about modern music. The changes I made came afterwards. He should be more famous. And eventually, perhaps, he will be.